Joining us right now, Steve Kalishman from the North Shore. And, Steve, welcome to MSO News Sports. Great to be talking with you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, Steve, I know you're going to be performing in Salem at Finn's in June. We can talk about that in just a moment, but just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You got a kind of a varied background.
Yeah, well, I'm a stand-up comedian. I've been doing that for, you know, over 20 years. I'm also a freelance journalist, and you know, I started in small newspapers, and now I write a lot for Men's Health magazine and some other private stuff. So I do both of them. They both they coexist nicely. It's all playing with words.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I checked out a couple of your Men's Health articles, and
I'm sure you're healthier now, aren't you?
I am. I mean, I looked at that magazine years ago. I haven't seen it for a while. I was refreshed to see an article, believe it or not, in there on reducing belly fat. Now that wasn't your article, but there's always an article in Men's Health on how to reduce belly fat, I believe.
It's the bread and butter. You got to, it's not going away, and we will not stop publishing until belly fat. We rid the world of belly fat.
I think you're right.
Look. And, you know, but the thing is, if you just read Men's Health, you are going to be healthier. That's the touching the pages. You can do it online, too, but if you touch the pages, it has a great calorie burning effect.
Sounds. Now, what about if you do it online? Is it the same?
You know, it's quicker, but it doesn't last as long. You can get it, but, you know, you're still trying to push them to buy the hard copy. But, you know, the kids, they want the online thing, so.
Well, now, I saw an article that you did on things never to say to a woman on a first date. Now,
Now
I love a couple of them. Oh, I've closed this bar lots of times. Don't say that. Also, it's been 20 minutes. Can't figure out why you're still single.
That's a classic one when you're on a date going, can't figure why you're still single. It's just not a good thing. The same reason you are. That's just be thankful.
I'm sure there.
There's stuff there. That's. And it applies to you, too. Nobody thinks it applies to them.
Yeah. Then the other one I saw was the playoffs. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how to watch or what you're missing in the playoffs, the NHL and NBA playoffs.
Yeah. You know, the thing about the playoffs, this is a really good one. It was like you want to see how many players on a team you can see in a camera. In the camera shot, the more you can see, you know, the tighter they're playing, which is good. And in hoops, you know, it's small things in the playoffs. There's not much that it comes down to. You're gonna have you're gonna have to remind me. I'm gonna be honest. I wrote that a while ago.
Oh no, I just skimmed it very quickly just to prepare for this. I want to do my homework, Steve. Here.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you doing your homework. I didn't.
Okay. So. Well, one of them was the NBA is a you only have to watch the last 5 minutes of a game. While you, I think we're stating that basically games can be decided in the first quarter as well. So you got to watch the whole game.
Oh yeah. That's true. Jeff Van Gundy talked about that. He was really good, and it's you see the energy guy. You know, you see who's going for the loose balls and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, now I hear somebody in the background there at the place. And
yes.
And
yes, don't mind him. That's my 1.5-year-old who at this moment really wants to go outside.
And you're saying no?
Well, right now we're not going outside.
Okay. So,
and I think he doesn't really want to hear that.
Now I know in your act you do some of the stuff with kids, right? Now that you're a parent, maybe the act's changed a little bit. But
no, I'm still a parent. The kids, I've got them for a while. I got the 4.5 and a 1.5. So that's going to be around for a while.
Okay.
They don't go away. That's the thing. They're always here. So
well, trust I can attest to that. They don't go away. That's true.
No.
Well, they do go away, but they're still around.
Yeah.
So, and at some point, you do want them to go away, but probably at 1.5 years, you know, it's just you don't want that right now. Yeah,
that'll come. Well, we're fine with it right now. You know. So
now I know you're doing a show at Finn's. I think it's June 9th. Does that sound right?
I believe that is. It's Thursday, June 9th.
Yeah, and tell me about that.
It's something I've done for a few years, and on the show is going to be Dave Radigan and Tony V. We've all done it for a few years. It's a fundraiser of PALS, which is a cat rescue place out of Salem. And they rescue cats. And I can be honest, none of us like cats. but we still do the show. It's partly because we like performing, and, you know, these people need some help. They really do. It's really for the cat people, not the cats.
Yeah.
They need rescuing. That's really the honest thing. But we do it. It's a lot, we have a good time there. It's a good space. Always nice crowds. We have a lot of fun. There's a raffle, and we have a few laughs. And we make fun of cats.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Dave about this, and then he told me the benefit was for cats. I go, wait a minute, Dave. I don't think I'm interested because I don't like cats. You know, you're right about that.
You don't. You know, the thing is, you don't have to. It's even better if you don't like cats. You can. I always think with cats, it's just the marketing. They don't present cats in the right way. They want to make them seem like they're great pets and they're very friendly, and everybody knows they're not. I think you should introduce it like it's having a cat is like living in a world of espionage. You know, you come home and you're not sure, you know, is there somebody under the bed? Is there somebody behind the plant? I don't know. Can I lie down? Will somebody attack me? It makes it, now you have a little excitement to your day.
I feel bad about doing this interview with the 1.5-year-old there, chiming in here. But I don't because I hate.
He loves my stuff. Don't worry about him. When he cries, he's loving the stuff. He says, "Please, Dad, talk more."
He's laughing. Yeah, he's just laughing at the whole thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, Steve, anything else you want to share with us about either the show or anything else coming up for you?
No, you know, the show's the big. I mean, the show's the major thing coming up in the North Shore, and you know, the people in the North Shore. You know, we don't get out much just because we really don't know how to get out of the North Shore. We just kind of keep going in a circle. But this is a fine place to go, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a good cause. There's very good people involved in this, and you know, and all I can stress is, if you don't like cats, this is the show for you to come. It's a cat benefit for people that don't like cats.
All right, so
put on by people who actually want you to like cats. So there's a lot of different forces competing with each other, and the tension makes for great comedy. So,
well, I guess that's great. I mean, I would definitely go myself, even though again I'm allergic, but I'm not allergic.
The cat, oh, that's an excellent. There's no cats there.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, no, it's not like there's cats. You know, it's like, you know, you have the cats in the front row for the inspiration. Now, I can't guarantee there's no, like, fur on people and dander, whatever you, but there's no cats there. So please don't be worried about that.
Okay. All right, Steve, good talking with you. Best of luck and with the show, and we'll let people know how to get their tickets and stuff for that as well in the days ahead. So thanks so much.
Thanks so much for talking, and I hope everybody appreciated the screeching in the background.
They did. I don't know how you do that, but it was great. It was fantastic.
I don't know either. I'm still. You know what? I call myself. I'm a 3-minute genius. That's what I do. I do something that works for 3 minutes, and it's And then I move on to the next thing.
All right, Steve. And folks can check you out at your website, stevekalishman.com.
Stevekalishman.com. Please, yeah, I got articles. I got my schedule. And you can get in contact with me if you just have to get in contact with me.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, sounds good. That's Steve Kalishman with us here on MSO News Sports.com.